AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who shot and killed American Sniper author Chris Kyle will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of killing Kyle and a friend at a Texas gun range 2 years ago. Our John Moan covered the trial of Eddie Ray Routh in Stephenville, Texas.
Eddie Ray Routh is accused of killing both the man made famous by the movie American Sniper and his memoir, Chris Kyle, a Navy SEAL, who was the deadliest sniper in American military history, and Kyle's friend, Chad Littlefield. And the jury deliberated for about 2.5 hours and agreed with the prosecution that he's guilty of those counts of capital murder and he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Eddie Ray Routh did not react as the judge sentenced him to life without parole. Federal investigators are trying to figure out why a pickup truck driver drove onto some train tracks in Oxnard, California yesterday and abandoned his truck. A commuter train smashed into it, injuring dozens of people. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says the truck wasn't stuck on the tracks.
It was not as if it was stranded on the tracks, and that would be a fair statement. It was not stuck, bottomed out on the track or something like that. It had actually traveled down the railroad track itself.
The driver of the truck was found about a mile and a half away and arrested. Police aren't talking about the results of drugs and alcohol testing. Southwest Airlines can keep flying airplanes that missed an inspection of a backup rudder system if the planes are checked in the next 5 days, say federal officials. Southwest grounded 128 planes yesterday, about one-fifth of its fleet, after discovering the missed inspections. A wintry weather mix is expected to whack a wide area of the country today, and below-average temperatures are expected for much of the eastern and central U.S. This is AP Radio News. Two major social networking sites are cracking down on those who post nude pictures. Our Mike Gracia is following this story.
Reddit and Google, two of the bigger players in social networking on the internet, are taking a tougher stand to prevent unauthorized nudity. The news site Reddit says all photos, videos, and links with explicit content will be removed unless the person in the image gives permission for it to be posted. Google Blogger says it will ban most nude photos and video from its publicly accessible sites. The Reddit restrictions go into effect March 10th, and Google's Blogger service is giving users until March 23rd to delete sexually explicit images. After that, sites that don't comply will be switched to private mode. I'm Mike Gracia.
Lester Holt subbing for the suspended NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams, and after losing some viewers, the audience shot up in his second week of filling in by more than 500,000. NBC still holding its lead among network newscasts. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.